A Ukrainian woman living in Orillia is encouraging locals to do their part to help people fleeing the war-torn country. Alina Fitisova says life in eastern Ukraine before February was fantastic. She had her own apartment and worked as a web content manager. When the war started, the lives of millions of people just like Fitisova were flipped upside down. The 27-year-old recently connected with her Canadian friend, Greg Chetwerzuk, who she met in Belgium on vacation last summer. She then made arrangements with Chetwerzuk to move in with his family. "I was hiding in the basement from the missiles," Fitisova explained. Greg said, "If you need to leave your house, I can take you to my family because they have a spare room." Fitisova's family is now completely divided. While she is in Canada, her mom and brother are in Germany, and her father stayed back in Ukraine. "It's not a really good time for me," she said. "I'm doing my best to settle here in Canada. So far I really like this country, especially Orillia, which is a really good place to live." The nightmare situation has left Fitisova scared for the safety of her relatives. She doesn't know if she will ever see them again. "It's really difficult for me," she said. "I have some support, so it's not so bad, but it's still hard for me." The Kramatorsk, Ukraine, native has video calls with her family every day and keeps an eye on the news for the latest happenings back home. Fitisova knows how difficult it is to find housing in Ontario and feels lucky to have found a safe place for her and her dog. She hopes other Canadians will be able to find it in their heart to help other Ukrainians in need. For those who could make clothing or monetary donations, or for those who would be willing to host a Ukrainian refugee, visit ICANHELP, host or ukraineshelter.com. "It's really important to give opportunities to Ukrainians to live with a local family," Fitisova said. "It would really help in this time of need." Fitisova herself used her savings to buy a plane ticket to get to Canada. Now, her savings are quickly running out and she is in dire need of finding a job in the website administration field. If anyone wants to help, she can be contacted by email at alinafitisova@gmail.com.